listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the meekness of wisdom from James chapter 3, verse 13. Here's our verse. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. At the beginning of James chapter 3, the author addressed those who were teachers or wanted to be teachers among Christians. He reminded them that they would be judged on a stricter standard. And then he told such teachers how they should talk. Of course, what James wrote about is important not only for the spoken word. He's speaking not only about the teachers, but especially to teachers. So here, starting at verse 13, James has the same thing in mind. What he writes applies especially to teachers and leaders among the people of God, but not only to them. Starting at James chapter 3, verse 13, here he speaks about how they should live. They should live a life full of wisdom. Again, it's true for teachers among God's people, but it's true for all of us. He begins by speaking to the one who is wise and understanding among you. You see, according to some commentators, the word translated wise, that's sophos, was a Jewish way of referring to a rabbi, a scribe, or a teacher. So here and in the following verses, James especially has in mind teachers and leaders, yet again, not only them. James wrote this, "Who is wise? Let him show by good conduct. Your wisdom or lack of wisdom will show in your life. Wisdom is not mere head knowledge. Real wisdom and understanding will show it in our lives by our good conduct." In this sense, wisdom and understanding are like faith. They are invisible inner qualities. If a person considers himself or herself to be wise or understanding, it's fair to expect that this invisible inner quality will show itself out in regular life. Here, James told us how to judge if a person really is wise and understanding. One way to see is that in a life of wisdom, his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. True wisdom will be known by its meek manner. Now, what is meekness, at least in the sense that James meant it here? We can say that it is gentleness and the willingness to not push one's self forward. It's willing to hold back from honors and privileges that it might aggressively take for one's self. Yet, it's important to note that biblical meekness does not come from weakness or from just being passive. Biblical meekness is an active attitude, one that chooses to deliberately accept its place instead of forcefully demanding its own way. You see, the meekness of wisdom trusts in God. To be meek means to show willingness to submit and work under proper authority. It also shows a willingness to disregard one's own rights and privileges. For this reason, the ancient understanding of meekness had something of an idea of strength and not weakness. The idea behind the concept of meekness was strength under control, like a strong horse that was trained to do the job instead of running wild. When the world thinks of wisdom, it often thinks of the man or woman who's so clever that they can control others through their great insight and knowledge. Biblical wisdom, God's wisdom, isn't like that at all. Don't forget, it's even more important for teachers and leaders among God's people to show that their works are done in the meekness of wisdom. May God give us all this wisdom of meekness today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.